Brethren, welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
It's good to be back with you this morning and invite you to turn to your Bibles to John chapter 1, verse number 17, where we left off last time. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, having become a man, the Son of God, having become a man, come down and robed in flesh, completely fulfilling the will of his Father, fulfilling the law and everything contained therein, without even a thought of disobedience to the law of God. He, by grace and his obedience, his righteousness, and as we mentioned last time, that doctrine of imputation, able to take his righteousness and apply that to the account of sinners who through repentance and faith have received him, have been saved by him. The law was given by Moses, and that law was very necessary to show us our guilt, to show the standard by which righteousness would be accepted by God Almighty, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It is the truth that Jesus, the Son of God, is the only one that could fulfill the law. It is Jesus Christ that could take his righteousness and apply that to guilty sinners and salvation, and through, again, that imputation. It is the truth that sinners' sins could be applied to this one that is holy and righteous, the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and truth certainly came by him, by Jesus Christ. Verse 18, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Men cannot make a way to God. As we mentioned last time in John 14, verse 6, it says, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. It is by the Lord Jesus Christ that men are saved, that they can come to God. No man in and of himself would ever be able to see God, would ever be able to see his kingdom, would never have a desire to do so. It is only the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here a very closeness that he and the Father have. In the Trinity, we find it with our finite minds, to understand the Trinity. We believe it. We know that it's so. We know the Scripture bears it out. The way that I like to describe it is the greatness of God is manifested in it, in that while we as flesh look on and try to understand God, God is so great, so magnificent, so holy, so righteous, so all-powerful that he condescends to our understanding somewhat and explains himself in the Trinity. He's one God, but manifested in three persons, as we see. And we see here, it says in verse 18, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, very, very near, very, very close, he hath declared him. It is the Son that has declared the truth about God. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the climax of all the Scripture, and how he would come to be a Savior, how he will come to rule and reign, that all things would abound to his glory, to his honor. And as we were considering here earlier in the day, how it says in Revelation, in the book of the Revelation, that once all things are reconciled unto the Son, he will give the kingdom back to the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. Only the Son hath seen him, and the Son has declared him to you and me. Will you receive it? Will you believe it? Verse 19. And this is the record of John, again speaking of John the Baptist, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. He says, I'm not the Christ. I'm not Messiah. I'm not the Savior. They sent inquiring from Jerusalem. The accounts in the scripture tell us that John was over by Jordan baptizing and preaching about the Lamb of God, preaching about this one that would come, preaching about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, preaching those things. And sinners are coming to John and hearing his preaching, hearing his declaration of the Messiah being very near. And they say, yes, I believe. I trust in this one that you're preaching, John. Yes, I'm a sinner. And I need this salvation. And I believe it. I trust in him, this one that you're preaching. And I need to be baptized as you've taught and preached, and to identify with this one, this Messiah that is coming and is very near. John says here, I'm not the Christ. I'm not that one. When those Jews sent these priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask John the Baptist, who art thou? Verse 20, and he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I'm not the Christ. Verse 21, and they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias or Elijah? Is the indication there. And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. He says, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the one that would be sent. Then said they, verse 22, unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? They asked John, said, well, okay, you're not the Messiah. You're not the Savior coming from the Lord. Well, who are you? What do you say about yourself? They ask him, who art thou? What sayest thou of thyself? Verse 23, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As said the prophet Isaiah, or Isaiah, as it were. He said, I'm this one that's been prophesied about one, a voice crying in the wilderness. Verse 24, and they which were sent were of the Pharisees. John's telling them, he says, I'm the fulfillment of prophecy and of Scripture. Hundreds of years ago, as Isaiah was moved upon by the Holy Spirit of God, and God was filling Isaiah with his word, and Isaiah was penning that word, that inspired word of God there, he prophesied about the one, the forerunner that would come. And John says, I'm the one. I'm him. I am this one that Isaiah spoke about hundreds of years ago. Verse 25, and they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, or Elijah, or Elias, the scripture says, and it's implying Elijah, neither that prophet? They asked him, so why are you baptizing? Verse 26, John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He says, I'm baptizing with water here, fellas. Those that come in repentance and faith, trusting in that one that the scripture tells about, trusting in that one that I'm preaching, having been saved of the Lord, they're coming, confessing their sins, and I baptize them with water. But there's one here close. There's one here that's very near. He standeth among you. You don't know him. You don't know him, and the Apostle John, as he's writing his gospel here, and we saw in our earlier consideration of this passage, says over in verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. John's telling the same thing, John the Baptist is, saying the same thing that John the Apostle is writing. In verse 11 of chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, he came into his own, and his own received him not. Here John the Baptist in verse 26 answers them and says, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. Verse 27, he it is who coming after me is preferred before me, and we've heard that from John the Baptist before, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. Oh, humility, huh? Humility. Is there such humility amongst us? John the Baptist says about the Lord Jesus Christ, this one that is amongst us, that is not known by the multitudes, is not known by the religious leadership at this time when he's speaking to these that are sent from Jerusalem. He says, I'm not worthy to essentially undo his shoestring. I'm not worthy to reach down and touch the latchet of his sandal. That's what he says there. Let's look at it again. Verse 27. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. I'm not worthy to unbuckle his shoes. I'm not worthy to unbuckle his sandals. How do you feel about the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have a reverence for the Lord such that you would consider of yourself that you're not even worthy to unloose his shoes? It says in other places in the Gospels that John referred and said that he's not worthy to carry his shoes. You know, when we talk about our feet, we're pretty particular about our feet. We don't want people touching our feet and our shoes and that. It's kind of a private, very private thing. But John is saying, I'm not worthy to even touch his shoes. I'm not worthy to undo that latchet on his sandals. That's how great and mighty the Lord Jesus Christ is. See, this is part of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ in the way that he is, being God, being the Savior, receiving him and his doctrine, his word, as it is, without change, without alteration, without us adding our exceptions or our buts. Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, but no, we receive him as he comes. Oh, and he is mighty. He is glorious. He is the Savior. He is the one through whom we can only have hope. He's God. Today, and the Scripture says that Jesus is a friend. The Lord Jesus Christ is Savior. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But so much the power, majesty, and might of the Lord Jesus Christ has been cheapened. Jesus Christ has been made out to be one of the buddies. He's just one of the gang. No, he's God. He's to be reverenced and extolled and lifted up and praised as much as we can and all the ability that we have to praise him that we have in our bodies and our hearts and souls and minds. But we are to praise his name and glorify him because he is God. John the Apostle has told us here in this passage, as we've taken a look at it, he is the Creator. He's created us. And the Lord came, the Lord Jesus Christ came as Savior. And he's coming back again soon as Judge. We can read about that in John chapter 5. It makes it very clear. How about you? Do you esteem the Lord Jesus Christ in the way that John the Baptist did? Do you see yourself as lowly and sinful before him, in need of him as Savior? The Lord tells us the truth about our relationship and our position before the Lord. But he does say, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Will you believe the Lord? Will you repent and trust in him? We pray that you will. We have this broadcast so you can hear the word of the Lord, and we pray that you will do so. Well, I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 5 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.